This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Are you subscribing to our newsletter? The Intelligent Medicine newsletter is available for free. If you'd like to subscribe, go to drhoffman.com. Click on subscribe. All we need is your email, and you will never be spammed by us, ever. We don't use your email for any other reason. You can unsubscribe at any time. It's a weekly newsletter, generally comes out on Thursdays. So go subscribe. If you'd like to make an appointment with me, call the office, 212-779-1744. Grimaldi will set you up. If you have any topics of interest or questions that you'd like to hear me talk about on this program, email me at radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. Did you know that simply seeing green spaces may help reduce cravings? That spending time in nature can bring many physical and mental health benefits, but a new study suggests that even just being able to see nature from your bedroom window could support your health. According to this study, having a view of greenery from your home can reduce unhealthful cravings. I would love to give out the advice of, are you craving? Yeah, you could take some glutamine and distract yourself, drink a big glass of water. Now I could add on, be amongst the trees. Are you in an area where you can see greenery? Is there nature around you? Go for a walk. Go to the nearest park. Even in New York, you could go to Central Park. And the outer boroughs have many other parks as well. Prospect Park in Brooklyn, Flushing Meadow Park, Douglaston. There's parks over there in Queens. Many parks. Spend some time there. So, according to this new study, having a view of greenery from your home can reduce unhealthful cravings. Contact with nature can demonstrably help improve and maintain our health, according to the scientific literature. Last year, for example, a randomized control trial found that spending time walking in nature helped lower cortisol levels and significantly improve mood. You've heard me talk about cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone. It's responsible for packing on belly fat, fat all over our body. It's responsible for memory loss because of its impact on the hippocampus in the brain. The hippocampus is the memory center. And all that circulating cortisol can shrink it. Cortisol is also responsible for thinning our skin, shedding our hair, and thinning our bones. It ages us. And this randomized control trial found that spending time walking in nature helped lower cortisol and improve mood. And earlier this year, a study that was covered in Medical News Today concluded that even just having access to green spaces throughout childhood decreased a person's risk of developing mental health problems later in life. Now, research by investigators from the University of Plymouth in the United Kingdom suggests that the passive enjoyment of green spaces, for instance, being able to see the trees in your back garden from your bedroom window, can help reduce the frequency and intensity of cravings with potentially harmful effects, such as those for unhealthful snacks, tobacco, or alcohol, which is great. Lead author Leanne Martin and her colleagues cite their findings in a paper that's featured in the journal Health in Place. It's been known for some time that being around in nature is linked to a person's well-being. But for there to be a similar association with cravings, from simply being able to see green spaces, adds a new dimension to the previous research. This is the first study to explore this idea, and it could have a range of implications for both public health, environmental protection programs in the future. So for this study, the researchers surveyed 149 participants aged 21 to 65 years old, asking them whether and in what way they had any exposure to nature. They also questioned the participants on the frequency and intensity of their unhealthful cravings, as well as how these affected their emotional health. And as part of the survey, the team also looked at the proportion of green space present in each participant's neighborhood, the access to green views from their home, their access to a personal or community garden, and how often they used public green spaces. Martin and colleagues found that people who had access to a garden, either a private one or a community one, reported more infrequent and less intense cravings. And people whose views from home incorporated more than 25% green space described similar benefits. Wow. Grow that yard, people. Plant some trees within view of your window. The researchers note that the participants in question reap these benefits irrespective of their level of physical activity, which the investigators took into account. So, according to this study, the current findings add to the body of evidence showing that access to nature positively affects different aspects of health. Craving contributes to a variety of health-damaging behaviors, such as smoking, excessive drinking, and unhealthy eating. In turn, these can contribute to some of the greatest global health challenges of our time, including obesity, diabetes, cancer. Showing that lower craving is linked to more exposure to green spaces is a promising first step. This is from the study co-author Sabine Paul, PhD. Nevertheless, the researchers point out that the current study has not verified whether the association between access to natural views and lower cravings is actually a causal relationship. This, they say, must be the next step of the investigation. Future research should investigate if and how green spaces can be used to help people withstand problematic cravings, enabling them to better manage cessation attempts in the future. Makes sense. Well, think about it this way. If you deduce that you get a calming effect from green spaces, from parks, from nature, that this then helps to lower cortisol. When we lower cortisol, we reduce stress hormones. What makes us crave stress, right? A lot of people are eating emotionally, and they're looking to self-medicate with something. Could be a cigarette, could be alcohol, could be food. These are the cravings that we're talking about. And if those cravings are first caused by stress and the stress hormone cortisol, and green spaces can help to deflect that, help to weaken that, to attenuate that, all the better. Yeah, they have to look further and more critically to determine cause and effect, but I think this is a great first step. And you know, it is theorized that maybe we are suffering from nature deficit disorder. Have you heard of forest bathing? This is popular in Japan. And there is a paradox with living as humans nowadays. There is a book called Forest Bathing by Qing Li, How Trees Can Help You Find Health and Happiness. A 2014 article from the United Nations says that about 54% of the human population lives in urban areas, and much more by now, right? It's 5 years later. And a proportion of that is projected to increase to 66% by the year 2050. By 2045, the report says, more than 6 billion people will crowd cities. People flock to cities for obvious reasons, right? They're all understandable. We work there. We have more job opportunities, more choices, more culture, larger communities. The city is a wonderful place. I love New York City. Yet, and this is the paradox, living in a crowded, concrete-walled, green, poor, urban environment takes something away from our very essence, our primal need to be close to nature. You ever crave walking bare feet, having your feet in the sand on the beach, having your feet on the grass, feeling the texture of the grass on the soles of your feet? All of that. We have a primal need to be close to nature. An Environmental Protection Agency study found that Americans spend approximately 90% of their time indoors, where the concentrations of some air pollutants can be 2 to 5 times higher than outdoors. Essentially, they say we spend our lives in cages breathing bad air. Well, let's not call them cages. Too much gray, black, and white, and not enough immersion in greens and blues. Interesting. The walls of my home are blue. I find it very calming, comforting. It is no wonder that many large cities take landscaping seriously, as they should, adding parks and green areas wherever possible. We can't quite sever the link with our evolutionary past and part ways with our origins. We are, after all, animals. It's hard to forget that, even if some try real hard, surrounding themselves with walls, metal, glass, and screens. Those people tend to pay a price, often with their health and quality of life. Now, here's the thing about forest bathing. In Japan, the country that has the highest population density in the world, but also vast expanses of green forest. Did you know Japan has about 3,000 miles of green forests? Wow. There's an ancient tradition that tries to balance out the crush from urban living. It's known as Shinrin Yoku, or forest bathing. It's the practice of spending prolonged periods of time with trees in order to gain from their many health benefits. In a book called Forest Bathing, How Trees Can Help You Find Health and Happiness, Dr. Ching Li, the world's foremost expert in forest medicine, introduces readers to the healing practice of forest bathing and the art and science of how trees can enrich your life. There are other books on forest bathing that are recommended, including a book called Your Guide to Forest Bathing by M. Amos Clifford, focusing on the more meditative side of Shinrin Yoku. Dr. Li's book is itself a tribute to the magnificence of trees, to forests, featuring more than 100 color photographs of forests around the world. One may dismiss this kind of book as pseudoscience babble, but the point is that Dr. Li has not just practiced Shinrin Yoku, but he's also studied its impact on people's health through numerous scientific studies. He has data to support his claims. He's collected a long list of peer-reviewed articles at the end of this book. He's a medical doctor at the Tokyo's Nippon Medical School and has been a visiting fellow at Stanford University School of Medicine, among other appointments in leadership roles. And here is the scoop. Forest bathing reduces stress, anxiety, depression, and anger. The book lists studies that consistently show a substantial reduction of stress hormones. And listen, if forest bathing reduces stress, anxiety, depression, and anger, you will be far less likely to crave food, sweets, alcohol, cigarettes. That's the point. Essential tree oils, such as phytoncides found in the forest air, pine trees and cypress tend to be the richest, increase energy levels by more than 30%. Aromatherapy enthusiasts know well that such tree oils conjure a general state of well-being. I just walked by a blue spruce the other day, and the scent that emanated from that was just delight. It brought a smile to my face. Think about honeysuckle. Think about any flowers and plants and trees, especially something like pine. It's a wonderful aroma. So aromatherapy enthusiasts know that such tree oils conjure a general state of well-being, which captures really the essence of forest bathing. There is an improvement in sleep, an average increase by 15% after a 2-hour forest walk, a boost of the immune system and in cardiovascular health, and better parasympathetic response, which is the rest and recover response. The health and emotional benefits are plentiful, not to mention all that beautiful fresh air that you're getting, right? Lest urban-based readers feel discouraged, Forest bathing doesn't require huge expanses to be effective. Walks in parks, houseplants, aromatherapy, focused on cypress and other tree oils, all offer a degree of benefits. You can have this in your apartment, in your house. Lee, for example, confesses that living in Tokyo has changed his practice, and he now contends with lunchtime walks in a shrine next to his work. Imagine having a shrine next to where you work. Anyone with some degree of effort can find a way to mingle with nature, whether you're in a city or anywhere else. As the philosopher Alan Watts once wrote, "You didn't come into this world, you came out of it like a wave from the ocean. You're not a stranger here." Scientific results apart, the notion of Shinrin-yoku, it shouldn't be surprising. Who hasn't felt an inner sense of well-being when walking along a forest trail? The sun filtering through the leaves to create a kaleidoscope of light and shadows on the ground. We take these walks to feel rejuvenated, more attuned to our bodies, to refresh our minds. Stepping into a forest or just into a small grove is like pushing a life reset button. Absolutely. Establishing or reestablishing a connection with our deepest needs. It's also a way of getting quiet and meditative. So it's hard not to feel something viscerally meaningful as we surround ourselves by trees, away from the artificial sounds and the smells of urban life. So discover forest bathing, discover Shinrin-yoku. Be around nature, make it a point at some point in your day, whether it's to change your environment indoors or be able to spend more time at a local park. It can help to reduce your cravings. It can help to reduce cortisol. It can help to help you feel better and happier. I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.